Yeah, 所以这样子的话，这个陈牧师他今天他是在网上，他也是可以参加。
So Pastor Chen is online with us as well.
啊，但是上次本来应该是九月要跟大家分享，结果后来时间上有些变化，我说啊，可以有一个月放假了。
So I was scheduled to speak in September, and but then there's a conflict of schedule, so I took 1 month off.
真是感谢主给我有这个机会跟弟兄姐妹继续的在神的话语上有分享。
Then I can continue to share God's words with you.
Yeah, 我们在最近这一年，我都是在跟弟兄姐妹分享这个诗篇。
I've been sharing a psalm with you this year.
所以今天我们就到这个诗篇十五篇。
And let's read Psalm 15.
啊，诗篇十六篇留在下次十二月跟大家分享。
And then we will read Psalm 16 in December.
所以今天的这个今天这个圣经也蛮短的，就只有五节。
There are only 5 verses in Psalm 15.
让我们来小薇欧斯丹，让我们都一起站立，我们在神面前攻读神的话语。
Let's stand to read God's words.
耶和华啊，谁能寄居你的帐幕？谁
能
住
在
你
的
圣
山？
就
是
行为
正
直、做事公义、心里说实话的，他
不
以舌头谄谤别，
不
恶待朋友，也不随火
邻里。
我看这边自恋，却尊重那敬畏耶和华的人。他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，
也
不
更
改。他
不
放
债
取利。
也不受贿赂以害无辜，
行这些事的人必永不动摇。让我们读英文的。
Lord,
okay, sorry, 这边是，这边是怎么样
？Yeah,
it was. Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, let's read together. Lord, who may dwell in your secret tent, who may live on your
holy
mountain, the one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous.Who speak the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does not know wrong to neighbor, and casts no slur on others, who despise a vile person, but honor those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts, and does not change their mind.
Who
lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent,Whatever does these things will never be shaken.
那我们一起祷告。
And let's pray together.
我们天上的父，我们谢谢你，你是在耶稣基督里面，我们可以到你面前来。
And dear Heavenly Father, that in Jesus we can come before you.
主，今天当我们来到你面前的时候，主先求你自己借着耶稣基督的宝血来赦免我们一切的不义。
And use your the precious blood to forgive our sins.
让我们今天到你面前，主也是因为耶稣基督的血。我们可以到你面前，可以坦然无惧的到你的施恩宝座前，在你面前敬拜你。
So we can come before you without fear and to worship you.
主愿意你自己借着你的话再次跟我们每个人讲话。
And through your words to teach us.
真是让我们学，真是让我们怎么样来敬拜你。
How we can learn how to worship you.
愿你祝福我们。
And continue to bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。
Please be seated.
呀，当我们今天我的题目就是一个这个我看这边就是讲到是一个敬拜的人。
And today the topic is talk about the worshipper.
所以，当我们今天是常常有时候来敬拜的时候，我们今天是来敬拜，你想到什么？
And every time you think about worship, what's in your mind?
有的人他说啊，我今天喜欢这个教会的聚会叫敬拜。有人说我喜欢这个教会的敬拜。
And some people say I like that church's worship. Then somebody else will say I like the other church's worship.
Yeah, 有的时候有的教会他甚至把一些这个讲台上面有像舞台的设计哈。
And some churches actually created such an atmosphere, and it was almost like on stage.
啊，有的它就是不同的光线，有的还有讲到的时候还有这个云雾，有这个 smoke 在地上飘。
And some there people have really decorated the stage and even use a dry eye to create the fog.
啊，在有的地方的唱这个崇拜的时候，它后面有个大的诗班。唱的诗歌好好听哦。
And sometimes they have a giant choir and they sing beautiful songs.
然而有的时候我们真是到一个地方来聚会，我们常常会想到这个教会的方式怎么样，气氛怎么样。
And very often we think about the ways and the atmosphere of the worship.
这个教会的他们的唱诗歌怎么样，这个牧师讲的对我有没有什么激励我。
And the sermon of the pastor with the songs.
有的时候甚至有的人他今天来聚会，他就是牧师讲完没有，我要跟我这个朋友讲话。
And very often say, wow, I wish the pastor finished earlier so I can talk to my friends.
Yeah, 特别是我们中国人，因为这在这边没什么中国人，礼拜天来一次教会，可以给中国人谈谈话。
And because there are not a lot of Chinese in this community, so when we come to church, so we can talk to our friends.
你们看到，我们就常常有的时候，我们的敬拜是要让你自己感觉好。
And so you were very often our worship is focused make us feel good.
有没有？我们今天每个人到神的面前来敬拜的时候，你今天到来敬拜的时候，你今天是来敬拜神呢，还是说你今天来这边敬拜是为了让你自己感觉舒服
？And are you come here to worship God or is it self-serving？
所以在这个地方，当这个诗篇他这一出来的时候，他是说是谁？他是说是这个耶和华啊，谁能聚集你的帐幕？谁能住在你的圣山？
The first is talk about who is dwell in your secret tent, who may live in the holy mountain.
哇，这个是讲到这首这篇的第五篇里面是讲谁，它并不是讲到如何去敬拜。
The focus here is talk about who, not how.
也而且他今天在这个敬拜的时候，他在这个第五篇又跟别的不太一样，别的地方都是。在这个赞美的时候都是赞美的神，但是他今天是叫我们反应，这是我们这个赞美的人。
In many songs talk about how you worship God, but here talk about who is our object to.
Yeah, 所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来到神面前的时候，神的重点是在我们每一个人。
And so the focus is how we worship God.
在这个诗篇24篇，他也说：“谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所
？”And so the verse 3, who may ascend the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in His holy place?
啊，就是守节清心，不向虚妄起誓不回诡诈的人。
He who has a clean hands and a pure heart.
你看到没有？今天这个，我们今天来敬拜，注重是我们今天的人有没有准备好。
And so the focus is whether we prepare our hearts before we worship God.
有的时候我在想，我们这个特别是这个做事在上班的时候，一个礼拜忙碌碌，到了礼拜天啊，哎，今天总算有地方休息了，还要去教会。
And so for people who are still working 5 days, that on Sunday, do I still need to go to church?
哇，有的时候你今天这个教会的这个。聚会感觉对你来讲只是生活的点缀。
And very often come to church become a decoration of your life.
但是今天在这个诗篇第十五篇里面教我们，我们今天我们来敬拜神，我们是什么样的身份来到神面前。
So how we come before Lord to worship God.
然后在这边他又说谁是住在神里面的人，而且他又讲到住。
And here talk about who will dwell in the secret tent.
所以在这个地方，他又特别是讲到我们不但说是谁，第二个他是讲到我们怎么住。
And beside the who and is how we live.
在这个中文圣经里面，他是说在寄居你的那个帐幕，在他的翻译原文里面也是住在你的这个帐幕里。
So even say dwell in your secret tent, but it's like live in your secret tent.
真是我们今天在神的面前，你今天来崇拜的时候，你有没有感觉是住在神的殿中？
So when you come to worship Lord, you feel like I'm here living in His tent.
哇，所以在这个诗篇27篇的地方，他也这个大卫他也说，他有一件事我曾求问耶和华，我能要寻求，就是一生一世住在耶和华的殿中，瞻仰他的荣美。在他的殿求问他。
One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
这个是这个，然后在84篇这个可拉的后裔里面，他也提到。
And the Psalm 84 also talk about.
他说：“我心渴望耶和华的愿语。”
And so my soul faints for the courts of the Lord.
我的心肠，我的肉体，向永生神呼吁。
My heart, my flesh cry out for the living God.
我们礼拜天来聚会，有没有这种心情？
And when you come to worship God, do you feel that what the psalm is saying?
哇、wow, 我就感谢主，像那个梅弟兄他们那个店跟他们的员工，礼拜他们就只有礼拜天这个有一天的休息，做事做六个礼拜、做六天。
Brother Stephen May and his co-workers, they have to work 6 days a week.
哇、wow, 但是感谢主，他们没有把这个来教会崇拜主当做一个责任来做。
And thanks to the Lord, they did not treat it come on Sunday as a routine.
我真希望他们那个就是一个礼拜就只有一天的时间，他来到神面前的时候，他说我的渴慕见到耶和华。
And they come to the worship, they yearn to see the Lord.
我的心肠，我的肉体向永生神呼吁。
And my body and is cry out for the living God.
然后他在第三节里面他说，万军之耶和华我的神啊，我的王，在你祭坛那里，麻雀为自己找到房屋，燕子为自己找到报仇之窝，如此住在殿中的便为有福。
If the sparrow has found a home and swallowed a nest for herself, where she may have a young, a place near your altar, O Lord Almighty, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house, they are even praise you.
Yeah, 在这个旧约的地方哈，当这个摩西带着以色列人出埃及，然后他们到这个西乃山的山脚。
When in the Old Testament, the Moses take the Israel out of the Egypt and go to the Mount Sinai.
那个时候，这个摩西跟他们这些人是讲他们怎么个敬拜。
And Moses was teaching his people how to worship.
哇，是神叫摩西讲，让这些民要离连这个山都不能碰，
然后
这远远远远的。
You stay away from the mountain.
哇，所以他就说是，所以在那个时候，这个西乃山真是代表神的律法的一个山。
And Mount Sinai symbolizes is the law.
然后现在这个大卫他写的时候，他是哪个山？
And when David wrote the song, what kind of mount, which mountain he's talking about?
这个时候是锡安山。
And talk about Zion.
在这个耶路撒冷。
Is in Jerusalem.
所以他这边讲的耶路撒冷的这个山，然后在那边的这个帐幕是在那边的。
The Zion is in Jerusalem, and that they talk about his holy tent.
你看到没有？神他今天借的这个摩西，借的这个。大卫，因为大卫他是这个合神心意的人，他是 the one the after God's heart， 所以他的合神心意的人，现在神是让他把这个帐篷是放在这个帐幕是放在这个锡安山上。
So the David is after God's heart, so David have an opportunity to build the tabernacle in Jerusalem.
哇，这个时候。不是就说你不能碰这个西乃山，而你是说、啊、我是愿意住在你的山上，
so no、
住在这个锡安山上。
So no longer you need to stay away from the mountain. Now is that you can live in the tabernacle.
但是那个时候他们在敬拜神的时候，还是有这个帐幕哈，它是有外院、内院，然后还有这个会堂，然后里面再有至圣所。
And so there's a different layers in the tent, and in the inside is a holy of a holy.
然后怎么样？他是一年一次大祭司才能进去，献祭。完了以后一年，而且他进去的时候脚上都要绑根绳子哈，身上要带着铃子，因为他这样进去的时候，如果说他是有带着罪进去的时候，人家一听声音没有了。就拉绳子，把他身体拉出来。
So great priest can only go there and once a year. That also tie his leg. That just in case he went in with his sin, he will die.
所以今天在还是虽然是在何烈山是一个这个山都冒烟的这个神，但今天已经到了这个锡安山的这个帐幕里了。在这样帐幕里还是有一个幔子在那边。让只有祭司大祭司可以进去。
And so even from Mount Sinai to Mount Zion, that there's even though there are changes, but even among Sinai, there among Zion, there's still a curtain.
Why, 弟兄姐妹们，我们今天 的帐幕有没有了。
But do we still have that curtain between us and God?
哇，耶稣已经用他的身体把这个帐幕都除去了。
And Jesus has used his body to die for us and remove that.
那今天我们来敬拜神的时候，哇，如果说 我想如果那个时候还有一个这个帐幕至圣所我们不能进去的话，可能我们今天还有人大家来敬拜的时候都是很这个还非常谨慎的来敬拜神。
So if we still have that curtain between us and God, so we might be very, very fearful.
但是今天这个帐幕已经这个帐幕这个幔子已经没有了，但是变成反而变成很多的基督徒今天来聚会的时候就是随随便便。
But even though that curtain has been removed, and now we become more casual when we come before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们敬拜神，永远不能随随便便的。
So we need to not worship God with a casual attitude.
所以今天我们来看看，借着这个诗篇第十五篇，我们来看看我们怎么样来敬拜神。
And we can learn how we can worship Lord through Psalm 15.
所以他在这个地方他就是先给我们看到，我是刚刚讲过了哈，然后住在神的殿中是有福的。
And the first one talk about drawing the house are blessed.
那第二个是要我们用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神。
And second one, we have to come worship the Lord in the spirit and the truth.
Yeah, 我们今天来敬拜的时候，有没有先在家里面在对自己认罪上面先已经在神面前有祷告。
And do we usually confess our sins before we come to worship God?
今天我们今天来聚会的时候，已经心里是不是准备好？我们今天来朝见那万军之耶和华。
And are we prepare our heart to worship this mighty God?
呀，在这个昨天我在接到一个电话，那个乔红姐妹打电话来说 ，Anderson， 你今天要讲哪一篇？
And yesterday, when I was preparing, the sister Susan actually called me said.Which verse? I mean, the Bible verse you're going to talk about?
Wow! So, 真是将我都非常被激励哈。
I was very inspired by her.
我们今天常常有的时候，来礼拜天来聚会的，就是来看戏哈。
And sometimes we come feel like it's in a theater.
Yeah, 但是我们有没有今天？我们今天来在周间的已经在准备我们的心。
But do we actually prepare our heart even before Sunday?
礼拜天来敬拜神。
And we really prepare our heart to worship God on Sunday.
神他就是喜欢这种的人来敬拜他。
God likes the people come worship him in spirit and truth.
Yeah, 真是我们今天来敬拜神的时候，我今天看到弟兄姐妹中间，真是特别是讲到这个心灵跟诚实敬拜哈。所以我就看我们中间有不同讲不同的 language 的人。
Even though we talk about in spirit and truth,Look at among us, we all speak different languages.
但是呢，特别是像 Chris, Roger, 这个Gigi 他们几位，还有 Anne, 他们听不懂中文的人，他也是可以借着我们唱中文的诗歌，可以敬拜神。
If you look at the people who are English speaking, even though very often we sing Chinese songs, but they continue that to worship God in different languages.
Yeah, 就是包括我们今天听不懂英文的啊，今天当我们在用英文在唱诗歌的时候，我相信你的灵里面还照样是可以被提起来。
And so if you even don't understand English, when we sing English songs, you can continue to worship inside yourself.
神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
他要真正拜父的是要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
And so whoever want to worship God, we need to worship God in spirit and truth.
因为父要这样子的人来拜他。
Because God wanted this kind of worship.
啊，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天来的时候，会不会是说，哎，我今天来，这个好像这个牧师讲的东西，或者我今天跟弟兄姐妹相处，好像都很陌生的感觉。
And so, do you come to a church that you feel you're foreign, to the message and foreign to other people?
所以，当我们今天一有这样子感觉的时候，你就知道你今天你的灵。不是对的啊。
If you sense that, you know your spirit probably is not in the right place.
然后我们刚才又讲到 ，Oops， 这个是字跑掉了哈，在基督里的敬拜哈。
And so the third one is that worship in Christ.
所以在这个在这个在希伯来书里面他又讲了。
And in Hebrew talk about.
他说啊，在希伯来书第九章十一节到十二节。他就讲到这个耶稣基督，刚才我也提了，耶稣基督他就是借着他就是大祭司。
And talk about Jesus Christ is the high priest.
他准备了一个更美好的帐幕。
And he prepared a perfect tabernacle.
他用他的血，然后来代替了这个牛羊的血。
He's using his own blood to replace the goats and the cows.
所以就他这么一次进入到了至圣所，他就把这个成就了全部的救赎。
So he entered the most highly placed once for all by his own blood.
所以在这个地方给我们看到，我们今天来敬拜神是借着耶稣基督的身体。
And so that reminds us when we come to worship God is through the body of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天的敬拜不再只是说、哦、我们今天在这个 building 里面。
And when we worship is not about building.
我们今天敬拜不再只是这个敬拜的方式。
And it's not how we, the way, the method we will worship.
你有没有看到我们今天的敬拜，你每次进来敬拜的时候是借着耶稣基督的身体。
The only way that you have the true worship is through the body of Christ.
哇，我们今天来的时候，别真是求主帮助我们，不是随随便便的进来，真是每次来敬拜神的时候，看到耶稣基督的身体的血已经为我们流了。
And so when we don't take the worship very casually, when we come over here, we need to remind us that it's through Jesus the blood already shed for us.
所以我们今天敬拜的时候。认罪这是一个必要的。
And so when one of the most important things is to try to confess our sins.
现在我们在教会，一个是在教会这个崇拜的时候一起有这悔改，或者说我们在每天在家里面要来以前，先是要在神面前要有认罪悔改的这个祷告。
So sometimes we come to worship that we together we confess our sin, or we do it privately at home.
因为每次来敬拜，你没有经过你自己的认罪祷告的话，我们的这个 role 这个优先次序没有摆对。
Even without the confession, our priority is messed up.
好不好？我们每一个人今天每下从这个每次来聚会的时候，那先在家里面先为自己的罪，先在神面前认罪，求神的悔改。
So very often before we come to worship, we confess our sin.
当你经历到了神。对你罪的这个赦免，你今天来聚会的完全的感觉不一样了。
When through his redemption, when you come to before the Lord, is totally different.
所以在耶稣他在跟那个撒玛利亚人在跟他讲福音的时候
，And when the Jesus was share the gospel with the Samaritan woman.
所以他也是在讲到哈，他今天哦，你今天有要有给他神耶稣先看。你会有这个生命的活水从你里面涌流出来，一直到永生。
And you will have this living water until the end.
哇，弟兄姐妹们，当这个妇人跟耶稣讲说：“好啊，你把这个水给我。
”And this lady that asked him that, please give me the water, living water.
耶稣怎么讲
？What did he say?
把你的丈夫找来。
And bring your husband.
神给我们的这个恩典。如果说我们今天有罪的话，我们今天是一个 worshipper， 我们有带罪的话，神的恩典没有办法经过我们。
So if we continue living in sin, then God's redemption cannot go through us because there's a gap there.
所以我们今天来敬拜神的时候，我们今天有没有那个 living water， 像那个涌这个活水在我们里涌出来的这种这个经历
？Do you have this experience that living water is in you before you come to worship？
呀，你今天来敬拜主的时候，有没有那个 exciting， 有没有那个非常那个敬拜的那样子的这个喜乐在你里面
？Do you have excitement and do you have the joy when you come to worship？
你今天没有的话，是不是你今天有一些在罪？神耶稣要你去认的。
And there's there if you don't have it, maybe there's something wrong. You might need to confess your sin to the Lord.
Yeah, 所以今天在什么是来敬拜神？敬拜神的时候，不是我今天我喜欢来敬拜就敬拜。
And the worship does not mean I feel like it, come to worship or not.
我们今天敬拜主的时候，必须是看你今天的 worshipper， 你今天的敬拜的人，你自己准备好了没有
？So is the worship is you that person？
你今天要经历有这个生命的活水，你就要把你的罪。真是像耶稣，他把你指出来。
If you want to experience the living water, that you need to confess your sin.
所以今天只有在耶稣基督里面，我们今天的敬拜才能经历到神他永流的江河。
Only through Jesus Christ we can experience that.
所以我们刚才的诗歌也讲到了，就唱到那个葡萄树与枝子。
And we talked about the vine and the branch earlier.
今天如果说一个枝子它接到这个葡萄树上，但是它这个葡萄这个枝子里面都是长了霉，你说它接得起来接不起来？
And so if the branch is filled with the bugs, do you feel like they are connected?
哇，我在家里面想要学这个接枝啊，接了几次都接不成。
I tried to transplant some of the branches to my trees.
就后来发现他们是说，你今天把这个两边的枝子剪掉，剪了以后，你需要 dip。在一个杀菌了以后，你才能把它接在一起。
And so, people told me that after you cut it, you have to soak in the something to kill the bugs.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们今天是不是住在主的里面
？So I'm asking you, are you living dwell in the Lord?
今天要住在主的里面，不只是说是我今天我就啊我喜欢啊我今天喜欢住在这个树上，这个葡萄树，或者明天啊这个葡萄树的 style 跟我不像。所以我明天要去住在另外一个是这个。
So do you feel like okay? So you have that option. I choose this vine, or later next day I choose the other vine.
我们今天是住在主的里面。
But we are living dwell in Him.
问题是你今天有没有先认罪，把罪给对付，你今天的生命才会涌流出来。
The priority is that you confess your sin, so the living water can come in you.
所以我们这个第十五篇呢、啊，他这边不是讲到称不称义的事情。
And so in Psalm 15, it's not talking about justification.
所以今天我们常常有的时候大家就喜欢去讲这个什么是被神的称义了。
And very often we like to say justify.
啊，所以特别是当我们今天讲到被神称义的时候，我们就说不能讲 work, 不能讲任何的你的这个手的工作。
And very often we talk about justification, we say not by our works.
因为我们的得救是被因为是神的恩典，是 by grace alone, 就是因为的恩典，只有神的恩典。
Only through God's grace, then we can be justified.
所以当我们接着很多基督徒啊，我们就说啊，我们今天讲到好行为啊，这个好行为根本不是这个得救的这个条件。
So it's not a criteria to have a good word to be saved.
这个是对的。
That's correct.
但是今天在这个第十五章里面是讲成圣。
But here we focus on sanctification.
所以在成圣里面这一大堆的 verb.
And there's a lot of syllables.
这个有很多的这个动作，有工作。
And there's actions.
呀、yeah, ，我们今天要成圣的时候，今天不是要你去做这些事情你才成圣，而但是是说你今天成圣的表现是有很多工作。
And so it's not you have to do those things to become sanctified. Is that is manifestation of sanctification.
所以我们不能说是基督徒啊，我们今天什么不要去看 work.
And so we should not say, do not look the works of others.
但是你没有 work, 你就可以反过来看你在这个成圣的路上你没有走。
If you not manifest good works, there's something wrong with your sanctification.
所以在这个圣经上希伯来书他说要我们叫追求与众人的和睦并叫追求圣洁，因为没有圣洁人不能见到神。
So in Hebrews 12:4, talk about make every effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹看到没有？我们今天不在这边，不是说你要做东西，然后要得你的这个救恩。
And so it's not you by works to receive grace.
要你今天做好人做坏人，这个跟这个你的救恩啊是没有关系，这完全是by神的恩典。
So is a good guy or bad guy had nothing to do with your salvation.
但是如果说是你信了主以后，你今天也还是继续没有这个好的行为的话，那你成圣的路上你根本等于是没有走。
So if you already became a Christian, but you do not bear fruits, there's something wrong with sanctification.
所以今天在这个第二节到第五节里面，它是给我们一个 gauge, 给我们一个指标哈。
And so it's a gauge in the verse 2.
然后它给我们的几个指标是，我们看看哈。所以他在行为上面要正直。
So the first one is talk about we need to be holiness in daily walk.
所以今天 again, 我就今天讲注意的第十五章里面讲的不是要你去做来赢得救恩，而但是是一个反应，你成圣的一个反应。
So it's not you do work to receive salvation, but rather you bear fruits through your salvation.
就像这个温度计哈。
It's like a temperature, a thermometer.
像这个温度计呢，它这个温度计不是说是要你有了高温度以后你才开始生病。
And so when you have the thermometer show you have a very high fever that you became sick.
是因为你先生了病，所以你才会有这个高的温度。
Because you're sick, so you have a high fever.
所以我们今天可以看看这些行为上，这个在十五章里面第二节到第五节里面所讲的，我们就知道我们今天是属灵的情形怎么样。
So if you look at our manifestation of our behavior, that tells us that whether what's wrong with our sanctification or not.
Yeah, 我们今天有的行为正直，做事公义，这都是 verb 哈，在这个是 walk。但是这个 does,
so it's a verb that's talking about holiness in daily walk.
这是我们今天这个有了信心在神面前成圣的是必须要有的表现。
And so this is something, it is a manifestation of you when you become a Christian, you bear fruit.
所以我们真正的信心啊，是一个有动作的信心。
So the true faith is an action verb.
是有行为的信心
has a behavior manifestation
会结果子的信心
will bear fruit
所以耶稣也是说你今天看他这个树上结什么果你就知道他是什么树
so if you look what kind of fruits coming from this tree then you know what kind of tree is it、
啊、弟兄姐妹当我们来到神面前真是要注意到我们自己的灵性的光景怎么样
so we need to come before the Lord to look at what's going on inside
Yeah, 所以今天在这个在行这个做事正直做事做事公义这个上面我们可以看看我们的情形怎么样。
And look at the words blameless and what is and those things.
所以在这个第二个他就说在我们的说话上是圣洁。
And so also in speaking, holiness.
哦对了我还忘了提了在这个大卫他写这个第十五篇的时候他是用这个希伯来人他们的这个写这个文章写这个诗词的一个技术一个 skill 这个 style
When David wrote the psalm is a way of writing like a poem
他这个他写的里面都是两句两句都是对应的
And so is every two sentence they are reflect each other
像刚才就是说刚才第一开始的时候他就说耶和华有谁聚居你的帐幕谁能住在你的圣山
And so who will dwell in your house and who will live on your mountain.
他这么一句是他今天要讲的。第二句他是 emphasize, 他来加重点。
So the first one is what he want to talk about, but the second sentence actually is to emphasize the first one.
他其实也讲的东西是同一个题目。
But even though it's a very similar topic.
在这个第二节的时候他前面他又是两个他又两个 两条话。一个是就是这个行为正直跟做事公义，这是一个。
And so verse 2 talk about who walks in blameless and who does what is righteous.
然后现在他是讲到说这个心里说实话的人，他不以舌头毁谤人。
And then later say who does what is righteous, who speak the truth from their heart.
所以这也是一个是讲话的。所以你看，今天信主不，你不能说我今天不是靠。你可以说你不靠你的行为。
And so when you accept Christ, you can say, yeah, I'm not by works.
但是你不能没有行为。
But you cannot have a good works.
所以今天在这边说，你看心里说诚实话的，他不以舌头，就是我们的嘴巴非常重要。
So it's extremely important about our tongue.
所以在这个 James 在雅各书里面。他也讲，他说这个赞美跟咒诅不能从一个嘴巴出来。
So in James chapter 3 talk about that all of the same mouth come praise and cursing.
Yeah, 我们今天在家里面有没有跟你的配偶斗嘴
？And when you are at home, do you argue or fight with your spouse?
然后等你转个头到了教会 ，Hallelujah.
And then when you came to church, everything is Hallelujah.
哎呀，这都从一个嘴巴出来的、
哦。It came from the same mouth.
不合适。
Not appropriate.
这不合适，这是让我们来多赞美神。
And we need to come to praise God more often.
Yeah, 来见证神他在我们中间的作为。
And witness God's good work in our lives.
Yeah, 我们前几个礼拜我也跟牧师也在那边谈到，呀，就是牧师说，哎，这个十一月份的感恩节，要就说我们有这个崇拜，就是以这个感恩来做。来做崇拜。
So I have a talk to Pastor Chen about how we were going to do our Thanksgiving on Sunday. So we're going to use as a testimony.
Yeah, 你甚至我就觉得我看到我们教会有一个现象哈。
I see one phenomenon in our church.
就是我们今天在讲台上面 啊，在查经的时候都说神是何等的伟大，神是有多少的恩典，神是多是怎么样怎么样怎么样，我们讲了一大堆。
And very often on the pulpit or during the Bible study, we talk about how great God is, how wonderful He is.
但是在我们的像吃中饭的时候，大家在面聊天，有没有提到神的作为
？And but very often during our casual conversation, do we talk about how wonderful God's work in our lives?
Yeah, 有的时候我们今天只是在讲道的时候，今天我们在查经的时候讲到神的能力，但是在我们生活里面，大家都不去提。
And so do we only talk about how great God is during the sermon or Bible study, or that neglect that topic during our regular conversations?
所以这也是会看到我们今天来敬拜主的人是怎么样的人。
So that we really reflect the worshippers.
我们今天是不是来敬拜神的人都，我们大部分都注重在我们今天头脑壳里的认识神。
And is that only our logic to know God?
但是呢，今天就在头脑上面知道神的作为，但是在我们生命里面却我们不去经历。
Then we recognize that how great is God, but then we do not experience God's greatness in our lives.
Yeah, 我们今天要用我们的舌头来赞美主。
We need to use our speak the truth from our tongue.
Yeah, 昨天我在那在查经的时候也是看到做见证这个做见证这个字。在这个原文里面就是这就是说就是见证。
And so when I was preparing that talk about share your testimony, that you are the testimony.
Yeah, 我们中文里面讲的为主做见证。
And in Chinese, say we are giving a testimony.
在希腊原文的意思是我们就是神的见证。
But in Greek, it's talk about we are the testimony.
Yeah, 我感谢主这一次我是去纽约向我爸爸那边又要来了一个这个原文的逐字查经的，这逐字的每一个字都有一个 number， 去可以去查它原文是什么意思。
So I went back to New York that I got a Bible from my dad that talk about original Hebrew or Greek that how read those words.
Yeah, 是真是我们今天常常不要说来今天我们的这个 Thanksgiving 说我们来做见证，好像表演一个见证。
And so it's not we only share the testimony during the Thanksgiving time.
今天我们来这边所说的做见证，就是我们就是神的见证。
We are the testimony of God.
OK， 好吧，让我们今天让我们的嘴巴，真是让人家可以听到神在我们身上的作为。
So through our tongue or our mouth, then people can hear God's work in us.
Yeah， 真是在我们中间，我想现在好，现在很好，就是我们在中间里面不太有人去讲闲言闲语，去批评这个批评那个。
Good sign that in our church we do not gossip and do not criticize other people.
因为是常常有的时候人啊，就是这个很胆很怯，什么 coward， 非常这个软这个短什么胆怯。
So very often we are coward or discouraged.
Coward 就不敢在人家当事人面前讲，都只敢在别人面前讲别人。在你背后 讲别人。
And very often we cannot talk to people directly, but we actually criticize other people behind their back.
是不是我们的讲话里面常常就是一个 coward person? 我们自己表示我们自己是一个胆怯的一个人。
Are we a coward person? We cannot speak in truth?
Yeah, 这边就可以给我们看到一个诚信的人，他就应该有这个胆量。直接去跟人讲，不去把人家的事情，你对他不满意的东西，去跟第三者讲。
That you've really truly living in God. That if you have something to say it to that person directly. Do not say it behind that person's back.
Okay, 所以这也是一个 gauge。如果你发现你自己是在别人面前聊天啊，讲到别人的坏话的话，这是你的 gauge， 你的诚信的情形怎么样
？And so this is a gauge to indicate.That when you rather talk to people behind people's back or not.
Okay, 这个天来需要你帮忙，我这个没有。Okay, 然后在这个是待人上面的圣洁。
Also treat other people with holiness.
再来一个，他的经节下面一个呀，在第三节，他就说不恶待朋友，不随火毁谤邻舍。
So who does not no wrong to a neighbor and cast no slur on others.
Yeah, 所以这也是我们今天可以看看我们今天待朋友上面怎么样。
And let's look at ourselves. How do we treat others?
亚在这个在新约里面也是跟我们讲的客要一味的款待。
And so we really need to treat all of the be a good host, treat others.
今天你去款待人家到你家来方不方便
？And do you really open your house that to treat others？
哇，这个我们是不太方便哈。
And very often, oh, it's so inconvenient.
哇，第一个要收拾房间。
First of all, I have to clean the house.
因为这表示什么？我家里面平常就是乱七八糟。
Because maybe my house is too dirty most of the time.
然后来在这个还要花精神去想今天还有几个款待吃什么饭。
And so you really spend that energy to think about how you're going to treat that person.
Yeah, 在这个带朋友里面呢，我倒觉得还有一个就是在我们中间的这个关丽跟 Melissa 他们每一个月上家里都有这个聚餐。
And we usually look at a good example like Guan Li and Melissa. Every single month, they have a dinner at their house.
Wow, so I was thinking, so every week, they have come here once. You say, convenient, Melissa?
So is that convenient to have people come to your house once a month?
然后上次我们那个和平小组，那个说是想大家在见着聚在一起，在下个月是我们大家聚在一起来查经。
So the peace group talk about we need to get together to have a potluck.
结果这个官吏说请他要请，又是到他们家去。
So the 官吏 said no, we it's going to come to my house.
但是官吏他们是礼拜五，所以要到他们家。礼拜六他们又有这个 YP 小组。
And so the Friday they already have the peace group, and then Saturday there's a YP group as well.
这真是给我们一个榜样哈。
They really set a good example for us.
今天真是当我们在款待朋友的时候，这个时候你把你的心都打开的。当你接待人的时候，你就是接待神。
And so when you are willing to open your heart to host other people, that you are receiving God.
你看，在这个地方，在下一个经节，他就说，在这个地方让我们尊重，这个敬畏神的人。
And Lord, honor those who fear the Lord.
在我自己在准备的时候，比安卡说：“哎，安德森，你要想一些例子啊！你这个例子，像陈牧师讲到，都有一个小故事。”
So I reminded him, you need to have a stories or some good examples when you share those verses.
我说那个陈牧师喜欢看电影，我是一年都不一次的，可能都没看过。
But Pastor Chen loved to watch a movie, but I don't watch movie at all.
有的时候去看电影是孙子来了陪孙子去看。
The only time I go to movies is that is go with my grandchildren.
所以我今天要找例子，就只有找你们了。
So the only example I have is that the things happen among us.
所以我在讲到你尊重这个敬畏耶和华的人，我就马上就想到了像那个Raymond Dalsey， 还有像这个杨红跟那栾。
So when we talk about honors, so who fear the Lord, I remember Raymond Dalsey and Nguyen and Duan.
哇，他们就是每个礼拜都可以，像那个 Raymond 跟 Dalsey 有一年的时间，每一天每一个周末，或者说有这整个周间都在接待。
And Dulce and Raymond, and 1 year they received Pastor Chen at their home.
然后现在他就是每现在那个杨红跟栾，他们是每个礼拜的 weekend 都在接待陈牧师。
And so Nguyen and Hong that they receive Pastor Chen weekly.
弟兄姐妹们，你知道吗？今天有的时候，当你接待神这个传道人，这是你就等于是接待神。
And when you take care of the pastor, you are receiving God.
Yeah, so
who fear the Lord is being blessed.
Yeah, so in we today in 对这个接待人上面啊，真是可以不需要那么吝啬。
We do not need to be stingy about take care of others.
你不需要说我在家里房子很小。
And don't say, "Oh, my house is too small."
教会里面有这个杨红他们家，他们可以接待。
Other people might have a bigger house; they can do it.
这个是神的祝福要临到。
But rather, you have to think it will be God's blessing come upon your home.
真是别说今天神怎么不祝福我？第一个是你自己人是不是 ready?
And so we very often you complain, "Well, why God does not bless me?" But you have to ask yourself, "Are you ready?"
所以我们今天的这个成圣的这个地方没有成长的时候，这是问题是在你的身上。
So when we look sanctification, why we're not growing? Because the problem is among us.
Yeah, 然后在承诺上，这个也是要圣洁。
And also the holiness in keeping his word.
Yeah, 我在这边准备的时候一看，啊，承诺 ，Jackson 的名字。
When I see the word 承诺 I immediately reflect the Jackson Hole's name.
That's Jackson 的 Chinese name, right?
His Chinese name.
承诺，只是
没有。Chinese pronunciation sounds very similar to Jackson's. Yeah.
诺。
Right, right.
All right. 所以他这个里面，他就是在这个第四节的后面，他就讲，他发了誓，然后虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。
Who keeps an oath even when it hurts?
Yeah. 所以在今天有的时候，今天常常为什么有人他在这边在旧约的 content 说是发了誓？就是在新约里面，就是说，今天有的时候你新约也是叫我们不要发誓了 ，right？ 所以今天的特别是说，你今天答应的事情要做的事情。
So in New Testament tells us not to take an oath, but here is telling us remind us that when we promise something.
我们常常有的时候在教会里面的服事上面，我们都是有点怎么推却是吧？
And so very often during the church service, it was like try to get rid of your own responsibility.
Yeah, 因为什么？因为第一个啊，我今天不晓得我今天做了以后，我心里撑得下去。环境如果说今天改了，我今天没有办法，可能会不能再做下去。
And very often you worry about you cannot continue.
我们第二个呢，可能说我今天要做的话，对我很多我自己的时间就没有了。
And very often we'll take so much of my time.
弟兄姐妹，这是在我们今天成圣的这个过程里面，这也是可以给我们 gauge， 让我们看我们今天的成圣的这个的情形怎么样。
During sanctification, this also become a gauge what where we're at.
弟兄姐妹，在教会里面服事其实是一个祝福。
And so the serving the Lord actually is a blessing from God.
今天你没有经过你这个在服事上面所摆上的，你不会经历到神的爱，你的爱，神给你的爱不会扩充你自己。
And so if you do not engage in service, that you cannot expand the love that God gives to you.
所以今天我们常常今天在这边在讲的时候，今天我们来服事神的时候，你是不是在那边计算你自己的得失？
And so very often you are serving the Lord, are you calculating the loss or gain?
所以我们今天是不是按照我们的得失我们来才觉得、哦、我今天愿不愿意服事。
And then because of that calculation, then you decide whether you want to serve or not.
所以在这个特别是在这个得失上面呢，我就非常高兴的就是我们教会的像那个 Delcy 姐妹。
And we didn't talk about gain a lot, so I want to talk about Sister Delcy.
他是说哎呀还有他就说我不会教主日学。
And very often she would say, I don't know how to teach Sunday school.
所以以前这个 Delcy 的方法就说、啊、你今天排我就是 Raymond 教。
So in the past, she said, if you arrange, I teach, then that will be Raymond's responsibility.
但是他前两个礼拜他就教了。
And a few weeks ago, she actually taught Sunday school. 苏念
的夫人。
And the lady, 苏念 lady.
哇，所以在那个里面，他自己也知道是他得的，他最多。
And actually, she gained the most herself.
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天在神面前，你不肯为了你不肯接受一些这个造就的时候，或者服侍人的机会，你今天你的属灵的成圣上面也不会增加。
So when you do try avoid the responsibility of service, and you're not going to grow as well.
然后再来的第五节的上半节，它是在财务上的圣洁。
And holiness in managing money.
他说这件不放债取利，也不受贿赂以害无辜。
And he lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept bribe against the innocent.
在这边并没有讲说不能取利哈。
And here say you're not going to make the money.
但是在这个旧约的 context， 他这边讲说不放债取利，是特别是讲他们以色列人中间是不取利的。
And he talk about is not getting the interest. He talk about try not to get the interest from the Israel people.
所以在这个新约的时候，耶稣他也讲到，就是也讲到这个怎么给他的这个一百两十两银子、二十两银子、一百两银子，让他们去做生意啊，或者说你今天。还可以存在银行里面拿利息。
And so in the New Testament, Jesus actually gave example and trust people with a different amount of money that you can also try to make money.
耶稣他并没有讲说不能拿利息的哈。
And Jesus never said you cannot earn interest.
但是在神的家里面。 却不行。
And here talk about is in God's family.
所以在这个里面，就特别是讲到在神的生命里面的爱的一个流露。
And is the overflow of the love in God's home.
是不是今天我们今天有一个人，他现在需要借钱，这表示说他的经济情形非常有问题。
Or someone may be in a poor situation, they might need to borrow money.
所以在圣经在新约里面的教导就是借给他不要拿利息甚至他今天不还也都是 OK
And so the teaching here is that do not charge any interest
Yeah, 在这个地方是特别是讲到我们今天第一个是我们今天钱是怎么赚来的
And first of all talk about how we earn money
我们今天赚来的钱是不是有这个是不是 正当的赚来
And we earn money in a right way
然后第二个是你怎么使用
And how do you manage the money?
你是不是拿这个神给你的这个钱财，让你当做你爱的一个管道
？And you use money to become a channel of love.
Yeah, 今天我们在教会弟兄姐妹里面中间，就算有经济上有需要，你这样钱借出去的时候，你就不要要指望要一分要回来。
And so when you lend the money to people who in need, that you might not need to expect a return.
Yeah, 因为今天神这个你就看得出这样子的人，他你就看出他觉得这个经济这个财务是神给他的，所以他只是一个管家。
So very often we are the manager of God's wealth.
所以在这个成圣上面呢，是要有行动、有行为表现的哈。
And so in holiness, we need to show the actions.
所以在这边讲到，我们行为上、说话上、待人上、是这个金钱上、在承诺上、在这个财务上。都是要有会有长进。
And holiness in daily walking, speaking, in dealing with others, in honoring godly people, in keeping His words, in managing finance, are we growing in those areas?
所以，然后到最后的一个是在这个第五节的最后一句，做这些事情呢，必不摇动。
And so the last we talk about, whatever does these things will never be shaken.
Yeah, 所以我们今天来敬拜神的时候，我们要有带着我们的 character 神给我们的 character 这个品格
And so when we come before the Lord we need to bring our character
呀我们今天来敬拜神的时候千万不要随随便便的
And do not come to worship very casually
所以在这边又有大家记不记得那个时候当那个以色列人啊那个时候还在士师时代还没有这个扫罗以前他们打仗结果他被腓力斯人 打败所以他们到最后他们就把约柜给抬出来然后觉得说我今天用约柜我今天可以打胜仗
And so the Old Testament talk about Israel were defeated but they feel that if they have an ark and they can win the war
所以他们就把这个约柜给抬出来抬出来了以后呢腓力斯人把他们掳去了
And so they are using the ark but the Philistine actually captured the ark
看到那个时候人都还是觉得有神的时候都是看到一个东西是神
and when we see an object we feel that is God
神把它拿走了
but God removed it
然后他这个约柜大家记得跑到这个腓力斯人七个月哈在那边神的有灾祸就降到他们里面所以他们就马上给还回来了
and so the in June the 7 month of ourare in with the Philistines, they were blessed, but then there was a disaster happened to Israel.
最后他们就把它放到这个亚比拿达家里去了。
So they
他是个祭司。
And so they have a move to Nachan's threshing floor.
所以你今天在看到，在那个后来，在这个扫罗他被列为王，他从来没有去找这个约柜。
But when the king Saul was never looking for the ark.
然后等到这个大卫他做王了。他也没有去找这个约柜。
But then when David became king, he was never looking for the ark either.
所以在那个时候，这个约柜就是在这个亚比拿达家里面待了二十年。
So the ark was the stay with the Abedidon's home for 20 some years.
所以在这个时候呢，等到这个大卫他觉得哦，他今天给自己造殿的时候，他就说啊。神的约柜还在别的地方。
And so when the David was ready to build the holy temple, he said, "Well, the ark of the Lord is still in somewhere else."
所以他们那个时候他就去找，然后去在这个亚比拿达家里面找到了以后，他就非常 fancy 哈，做了一个车子，就来装这个圣殿，来装这个约柜。
And so he finally found it. He built a car to carry the ark.
啊，还是新的车子哦。
And it's a brand new cart.
哇，所以当他们这个在这个在路上的时候，神就让这个牛啊，狮腿是狮足，然后这个 ark 这个约柜就要倒了。
And so the cow who was carry the ark that actually was not balanced, so the ark was seems like almost tilted over.
所以这个时候的那个这个亚比拿达的儿子乌撒他就手来扶他。
So Uzzah tried to try to put the ark back.
哇，是不是做得很好
？Did he do a good job?
神把他击杀了。
And he was killed.
然后这个时候大卫说：“哦 ，stop。
”And this is the time that David actually realized something is wrong, and he put a stop to it.
然后他说：“哦，你们那附近俄别以东家，就把他放到那边，不敢他接到神的这个神的圣山来了。
”So they put it on the household of the Adam's home.
所以他就又在那边又是三个月。
And so put that ark for 3 months.
这也难怪，因为他们那个圣殿这个约柜已经在这个以色列人中间消失了20多年了。
So ark has actually disappeared in Israel's life for 20 some years.
所以这个时候他去看这个旧约的时候，才知道圣殿的这个约柜是要用祭司扛的，不能坐车子的。
And so then David finally realized that the way you need to carry the ark, actually priests have to carry it.
哇，所以他，然后他这个时候过了三个月以后，啊，他就知道该怎么做的时候，他那个时候就找祭司把他扛到这个锡安山来了，耶路撒冷。
So after 3 months, that he realized what he did wrong, that he asked a priest to carry the ark back.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，当我们今天在敬拜神的时候，我们只是找我们的方便，有的时候会得罪神。
Very often we try to seek the convenience to worship God.
我们今天来敬拜神的时候就今天还要认罪太麻烦了。
And if we have to confess our sin, it's too much bother.
哇，今天我们来敬拜神是要在神的身体在，因为他的血的关系，所以这个耶稣基督的这个宝血是一定要经过的。
And so through God's blood is something is necessary.
呀，这是让我们大家谨慎，当我们来敬畏神的时候，我们今天是必须要是敬畏的心，不能觉得很随随便便的。
And so when we come to worship God, it should not be casual.
All right, 今天大家感谢主，大家都来敬拜了。希望神他是给我都祝福我们，不是在什么这个对我们生气。
And so we want to come to worship God that will pleasing God, not to God's angry with us.
然后他这边叫我们嘴唇的敬拜跟心灵的敬拜。
And you talk about honor God with the heart, not only with the lips.
所以在这边他也是就讲在以赛亚书29:13也是当作一个警戒我们今天敬拜神的人。
And so you use the Isaiah 29 and it's to remind us.
所以在这个以赛亚书29:13他说那个神他就说这些百姓他们来亲近我，他们只是用嘴唇来亲近我，他们的心却远离我。
The Lord says these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
哎，弟兄姐妹们，如果说是你今天的心没有那个心想要来敬拜神的话，真是劝你这个礼拜天你不需要来聚会。
But if your heart's not there, what is the point for you come to worship God?
你先去把你的心给准备好 before 你进到跟着弟兄姐妹们一起来敬拜神。
You need to prepare your heart before you worship God.
因为神是圣洁的，是公义的。
Because he is holy and righteous.
好不好？我们这个大家一起在敬拜的时候，希望以我们的敬拜真是一个是恭敬的这个敬拜，不是随随便便 let me feel good.Good, 只是让我自己感觉舒服的敬拜。
Let me learn how to worship God that with a reverent heart, not casually.
然后神是圣洁的人，神是圣洁的神，所以他只喜欢圣洁的人来服侍他。
God is a holy God. He wants the people come before him in holy life.
Yeah, 我们每一周每个礼拜天的敬拜，其实是看到是反映我们这个礼拜在神面前的生活如何。
Every Sunday, so the worship actually reflect how we were doing this whole week.
哇，今天刚才那个Cherry 一进门，他就感谢主，他就说神的话语，给他一句用神的话语。哎呀，真是用神的话，真是要准备我们的心来敬拜神。
So when Cherry even step into the worship, that immediately she said, "Thanks to the Lord."
Yeah, 先我们要先在这一个礼拜里面，先要有这个敬拜的生活。 礼拜天的时候，我们才是变成敬拜的人。
We need to have a worship life that before we come to worship God.
然后我们每一周的这个侍奉的，特别是我们教会侍奉的人，真是要在，真是不管你是在里面发这个周报啦，你在上面领聚会啦，在或者陪诗歌陪唱诗歌啦，或者在这个吃中饭的时候在里面服侍，你今天的服侍是一个圣洁的工作。
And so whatever you're serving, like a song leader or the vocalist or the usher, your work is a secret work.
Yeah, 让弟兄姐妹被服侍的人，不是因为你所讲的话、你所做的事来谢谢你。今天乃是看到你所讲的话、你所做的事归荣耀给神。
Not through your word that to thank you, but through your word to thank God and glorify God.
好不好？我们的弟兄姐妹，我们大家以后来崇拜的时候，都是借着你这一个礼拜的敬拜的生活，来服侍弟兄姐妹，来归荣耀给神。
And so through this whole week that you are the whole week that you're willing to serve God and serve people.
愿神祝福我们。
And God bless us.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的父，我们谢谢你借着主耶稣基督的宝血，我们可以到你的面前来。
Dear Heavenly Father, we can come before you through your blood.
真是每次到你面前的时候，主，我们就是真是谢谢借着耶稣基督的宝血一次的献祭，我们竟然可以坦然无惧的到你面前。
And through your precious blood, we can come before you without any interference.
我们在你面前求你，真是在我们生活里面随时提醒我们。
And continue to remind us in our daily life.
真是在我们每一天的生活里面都是个敬拜的生活。
And then through our life that every day is a worship day.
在那边，在每一天的生活里面准备我们，让我们礼拜天可以变成一个 worshipper.
And so we can prepare ourselves, we become a worshipper.
真是让我们来聚会的时候不是只是来观看。
And so we're not a spectator.
让我们今天来看，来敬拜你的时候是看到你在圣洁的神在你的宝座上。
And you are the holy God that you are on the throne.
你在接纳我们这些在耶稣基督宝血里面所救赎的人。
And you receive those the one that you have saved us.
帮助我们在成圣的路上每天都有长进直到见你面。
We continue to grow during the process of sanctification.
求主恩待我们。
And continue to bless us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.